So, Jimmy, have you ever woken up one day and in your brain you thought it was another day?
Yes.
And then you realized, like today, I woke up and I thought it was Friday.
Dude.
And guess what day it really is?
It's Thursday.
It's Thursday before Thanksgiving break.
Yes, it is. So yesterday for me, I was talking to a teacher because I'm having some friends over tomorrow night.
Uh-huh.
And
so Friday night, not Thursday night, which
Friday
in my
night,
brain
yeah.
was. Yeah.
So real Friday night. And this was yesterday. And I said, I can't wait for Friday. I'm going to have some people over the house and we're going to do this. And then he says, and I said, yesterday I said this. I was like, tomorrow. And then he said, it's Wednesday, dude. My face must have did this horrible like wincing drop because he just instantaneously felt bad. Dude, it's...
And it's like the longest week ever.
It has been the longest week ever.
Because we're waiting for the break.
Yeah, for 9 glorious days off.
Yes. Oh my gosh, I'm so excited.
It's going to be amazing.
I'm so
with the capital O.
That we're in a district where we get the whole week off.
Oh my God, dude. When I was in a district that should not be named, who just got absorbed by the state.
the district that shall not be named.
But here's a key, crucial element detail about
they
them.
They are now the state's district.
That's just not the state's district. Yeah. They gave us 3 days.
Yeah, I was in a district where we used to get 3 days and then they changed it to the week.
What kind of cockamamie BS is that? I mean, it's just torture. It's cruel.
It's horrible. But the good thing that used to be with that one is so many of the kids in the surrounding districts had the whole week, so our kids just wouldn't show up those 2 days before. They were just like, nah, we know we're going to watch movies. We're not coming.
Yeah. And by the way...
Because that's what we did on those days. Every teacher, I think, showed movies
officially,
on those days.
It was visual representation and analysis. My lesson plans anyways.
I like that. That's a good way to put it.
Visual representation and analysis. Yeah. You're hitting up against the major talking points of what
I like
you need.
It. Yeah. We all made a video work.
Exactly.
We all found a movie that would work. But yeah.
Yeah.
That's when I was in a district that the laptops we were given had a DVD player.
Do you want to hear a funny story about that? I mean, I don't work
for... Ooh, listen to my chair. Yeah. Squeaky. It's all squeakers.
I had a funny story about a movie. So screw it, I'll tell it.
Tell it.
It was my first year.
Oh, wait. First year as a teacher?
First year as a teacher.
And, did you preview the movie beforehand?
Oh, no, no. See, the thing is, I knew exactly what I was doing. So it was right after tax.
Exactly
it was right after
what
tax.
I was doing.
It was right after tax testing. It wasn't even a star, it was tax.
Yeah.
And I had my homeroom, a bunch of juniors, and this was 2000, a while ago. Mm-hmm. And I was gonna. I showed him a movie, and I said, "What do you guys want to watch?" And I had a stack of movies in my, because back then we had the DVDs.
Yeah, you had the.
Yeah,
you literally had a basket full of movies. Like, ooh, what are we gonna watch today?
Right, and so, in all of my wisdom, I said, "Screw it, let's watch Billy Madison."
Oh my God. Number one, our kids probably had no idea what movie that even was.
And that's why I showed it to them. I was like, "Cause you guys got to see this movie." It's hilarious, right? High school, juniors. And so anyways, my assistant principal walked in right at the moment. Can I curse? Can I say a curse word? It's the S word.
Ah, yeah, you're all right.
So my assistant principal, my appraiser, ladies and gentlemen,
part of the story,
walks in exactly at the moment that they're lighting the bag of crap on the doorstep.
Oh, yeah.
And Billy says he's going to shit when he realizes it's shit. And as soon as he said that, the door opens and... My appraiser comes in.
You're like, sweet. I picked a good movie for today. That was a good one.
Didn't even pause it. I just closed out the window, got up, and followed him outside. There was nothing to be said. I had to go talk to the guy outside the hall.
Yeah, there you go.
Got back in, and one of my kids was like, "Well, I'm like, what are you doing?" He's like, "I'm picking a more appropriate movie." He picks out this G-rated whatever cartoon.
Picking up that your student went over there.
So that was a fun story. That's Thanksgiving break, guys. That's what happens.
That's like
to us.
Welcome to your first year teaching.
Because if you haven't taught in education, man, you don't know that hurt that's coming up to the holidays.
Yeah.
It's kind of painful a little bit.
Yeah, it is. There was an actual someone started a website talking about it's like the October, November, December. I'm telling you. Hold on.
It's like a paradigm.
Oh, yeah.
It's like some kind of black mystical hole.
Yes. November, December.
So you can't see what's going on right now while Shelby's Googling.
Yeah, sorry. I'm sorry.
But I'm leaning in this chair.
And these are like extra lean backers.
Yeah, oh, I'm like about 6 inches from the ground here right now.
Here it is. It's called, hold on. Hold on. You keep talking about the chair.
Okay. And it's kind of like a lowrider. If you've never seen a lowrider, those are real low.
These are the greatest chairs ever. But the first time you sit in them and lean back, you think you might
die. Oh, I thought I was going to die. Yeah, absolutely. I was like, this is the end.
You're going to die, but then it stops just in the right.
I was a little disappointed because I was like, I'm about to hit Thanksgiving break and I'm going to die in the library at Memorial High School.
Yeah, there you go. Okay. So I can't get to the website right now, but it's called, what would you call that? Devolson? D-E-V-O-L-S-O-N?
Devolson, yeah.
Devolson season. And apparently it stands for the Dark Evil Vortex of Late September, October, and November.
Wow.
And it's that's only legit. To do... Oh, my God.
That's totally legit. Only to it's do... an evil void.
Yeah.
It's horrible.
Yeah. It's... Yeah.
Guys, and if you don't believe me, I have been progressively waking up later, grumpier, and more dumber this week.
Oh, this is awesome. Okay, so if you guys want to read this, this is hilarious. It's 7 ways of coping with this, and it's on We Are Teachers.
Okay, we're gonna have to read that.
So, number one, learn to recognize the signs.
Mm-hmm.
Two, accept it.
This is like the stages of like grieving.
Three, CYOC, create your own catharsis.
Yes.
Four, take up a non-destructive hobby. Oh, it's the video of the girl that rides the horse. The little,
oh my
remember
God.
The videos where yeah. they had that thing where yeah. they ride the little, what are those horses
oh,
called?
Is this what I've been doing? I have been obsessed with Nerf guns lately.
That's what you've been That's doing. What I've you been found doing? Your hobby.
I 3D printed Five, an attachment.
Have your students write thank you notes to a fellow teacher or school worker on one day. Six, get your coworkers in on it.
Mm-hmm.
Seven, every day make a note of one good thing that's happened. Well, they got real.
What's it?
There is a bingo. There's also a bingo.
Oh, my God.
Oh, listen to. Okay, sorry. We've gone totally off.
That's fine.
So these are the things on the bingo. This. And we're going to put this. I'm going to link it to this. Okay. So one of them, locked self out of classroom.
Done.
Locked self out of car.
Okay, I haven't done that.
Called spouse the name of a student. Laughed to tears at something that's not that funny. Me.
Yeah.
Answered your home phone using your teacher voice. Well, I've answered my cell phone using it.
Mm-hmm.
Ate fast food more than 10 times in 1 week. Oof,
no.
Went to bed before 8:30, 7:30 the other night, 7:30.
Well, I tell you, things have been a little bit, like for me, I sleep around 12 or 1 o'clock. I've been going to sleep at 11, so I guess
that's... See, there you go. Completely forgot why you walked into a room.
Done.
Like 50 times
All
this
day,
week.
All day.
Tried to use house key to open the classroom. Also done by
Actually,
me.
You know what's funny is that I was screaming at Google in the library the other day to turn on the damn lights and it wouldn't do it because I don't have a smart
there
library.
There you go. Had a stress dream about school.
Yep.
Freaked out about Twice. School supply spending. No.
Not really.
Got red marker on shirt. Didn't care enough to change. Got coffee on shirt. Didn't care enough to change. That was me the other day.
Oh, I got hand sanitizer on my shirt the other day and didn't care to change.
Yeah. I've done this one. Shared a burned out teacher meme on Facebook.
Yep.
Mine was the library Chromebooks.
Oh.
That one, yeah.
I was sending them out through the phone because I quit social media.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
But told a spouse or friend you don't understand.
Yeah. Yep.
I contemplated taking a nap under your desk.
Well, that's a little unfair to say contemplated because I actually did it.
I was going to go take a nap on the couches the other day.
Yeah, they're there. They're so comfortable. You got to do
they're
it.
They're good. Oh, man, those are the best couches. I spent more than an hour fantasizing about Thanksgiving. Check.
Yeah, I was
Thanksgiving break. Mm-hmm. There we go.
I was talking with my sister the other day. We were talking about hams and the outrageousness of the prices. Cause dude, they're like 75 bucks now.
We're totally playing this bingo game next year.
Yeah,
leading
we totally
up to
should.
This.
You know what we need to
we
do?
We should give it to all the librarians.
No, we need to make librarian bingo, dude.
Oh yes, Devolson, whatever it is.
Yeah,
librarian bingo.
Yeah,
yeah.
Would it be too mean to do it like a specific bingo for like specific people?
No. No, not at all. I think that makes it even more fun.
I mean, because you got to imagine the Jimmy Bingo, what that's going to look like.
don't worry. We spent, myself, my TLS, and mm-hmm. one of the teachers, we spent 25 minutes the other day looking for my lost keys.
Wow.
They were in the first classroom I visited that day.
Still
in the same spot I left them.
Wow.
We spent 25. I mean, we walked over the entire campus.
Dang.
Yeah. Thank you again, minutes. Terry and Joanne.
That's a lot.
I'm serious. We looked everywhere because of this thing right here. All right, on to, you know, better things and more fun things. How's the 50 book challenge going?
Man, whatever. I don't like doing this anyways. So let me tell you why I'm not as far ahead as you or Aaron or any of the other people
doing this. Let it out, Jimmy. Let it out.
Call of Duty Modern Warfare.
That's your own
remake.
Fault.
Yeah,
that's
you know what?
But I started working out again.
Yeah.
Seriously, so I have my own excuse, but yet, boom, yeah. Son, I got my list.
I'm on level 65 of my rank progression of Call of Duty.
I don't know what the levels I've made warrant officer.
You know?
No, it sounds good.
So me and my boy Andy.
There you go.
He listens to this. Shout out to Trevino on the PS4. Look, it's better.
Vino?
Yeah, it's better than his other.
We won't say the other one.
One that
sure
he had a long time ago
sure
during our college
one.
Days.
Yeah, we won't. We won't let you say that.
Musical
one,
instrument
I can only
was involved.
Imagine.
Yeah. Anyway, we've been playing a lot, and you know what? We've been wrecking shop.
Okay. All right.
So
all right.
I mean, we've got we were playing last night for about a couple of hours. You know, that's why I haven't been reading a lot. I'm on number
You've
six.
You've been reading all the things that pop up on the bottom and all about the different weaponry and
exactly.
stuff.
Exactly. So my
lots
MP5 is legit.
Reading.
Yes.
Lots of technical.
So I've read 5 books.
But you've read some pretty serious books.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's another thing to take into consideration. Mm-hmm. And truthfully, I mean, when did we start? November 1st?
22nd.
No, we started November 1st.
It ends the 22nd. You're right.
It ends the 22nd, and we're November 21st, and I'm already about to start on book 10.
So, yeah.
So I'm moving.
You're moving real
but
fast.
My whole, and you know this about me. I'll read multiple books at once.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of finish them instead.
I
know. It drives other people
crazy. That's an abomination.
I can't help it.
That's going to be just on Shelby Bingo for
well,
next year.
Well, it's like, the other thing that drives people crazy is when I listen to audiobooks, I listen to them at 2x the rate. I have to. It's too slow.
Yeah.
If I have it on
I need
notes.
To do audiobooks so I can do while I'm working
I'm
out.
Not using audios in this.
Yeah.
No. These are just my reads.
These are just reads,
yeah. If I fall behind, maybe.
Right.
But right now.
Dude, I'm falling behind.
Holding on.
I still got time.
You could start doing audiobooks and then. But that's how I get through my YAs that I wouldn't necessarily pick up to read all the time.
You listen to them.
Some I'll pick up to read, you know, like. Yeah. There's two in this list that I finally picked up and was like, I got to finish
Well, I got to tell you, man, audiobooks have been taken off at Landrum
because
of Sora.
Yeah.
And so the teachers are loving it, the kids are loving it, and it's going to be pretty cool. But the first book I read for this one was Permanent Record by Edward Snowden.
Yeah, I remember you sending me a photo of that
one.
Yeah,
and I'm pretty sure I'm on the NSA's list, and apparently if you Googled any of the terms on there, Shelby, okay, this is the one...
I've got a funny Google story for you.
But I gotta tell you, man, they're collecting data on everybody.
Really?
Like
you think
in
so?
Bulk, and
no.
They're doing it passively to where if you become an agitator, they're gonna look you up, pick out the keywords, and all that stuff. And
well,
you know what?
My mother still to this day thinks that I have a special file hidden away about me when I was a kid, because. Okay, you know when you're little and you date somebody, you have a boyfriend? Well, the boy that was my boyfriend I was a young kid, they were a different family.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
They,
I don't know what that means.
Like, well,
it means so
okay.
many different things.
So they were from the Middle East.
Okay.
Do you remember Magic Island that used to be on 59?
Uh-huh.
They owned Magic Island many moons ago before it went down and someone else had it when it went down and stuff like that. So they owned Magic Island and one day their house mysteriously exploded. Yeah.
Wow.
Like literally exploded.
Okay. So there is
and they said, it's a gas leak. But so my mom still to this day thinks that I have a file.
You do.
Like hidden away somewhere. Because when we were like 4 or 5 years old, we were
in the deep recesses of NSA's massive data network.
Yep. There's that one file on that 5-year old little girl.
Well, congratulations.
Thanks.
You do have an asterisk next to your name. Wow. Mysteriously exploded.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
God, I wish something would mysteriously explode. I'm so freaking, like, just done with this week.
You're like, I'm already ready for Friday. Let's
go.
Okay, so I know you have the the what was that? Permanent record.
Permanent record.
And you think because you searched on Google that you're now...
No, because I bought it on Amazon. I'm on some list.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But why didn't you just go in the store to buy it? Why would you go to Amazon and buy it where they can track everything?
Because I was tired.
Nobody wants to... Did you even say, Alexa, order this book for me?
No, it was definitely a midnight buy. You know, where I was on the internet and I was like 16 levels deep on Reddit.
Speaking of people going online and ordering for Alexa, one of our teachers, love these teachers. They're two fantastic people. But their son the other day figured out that you can order things from Amazon through Alexa.
Wow.
Like ordered his Christmas list and beyond and beyond.
Dang.
They had to call and be like, yeah, so it's all going back. Don't worry. But yeah.
That's
he figured
crazy.
It out. And, like, all this stuff showed up to their house. They're like, what happened?
Dude, I would have did the same thing back in the day. But I would have been smart about it, you know, because...
One thing at a time?
Exactly. One small thing at a time. Like, for me, back then, it would have been a Nintendo 64 controller.
Okay,
the yellow one that I never got to find at Toys R Us. You know, things like that. So
R.I.P. Toys R Us. But they're coming back again.
Are they? How?
Yeah, they already have a couple stores.
Why?
Because... they are coming back again. I don't know. I saw something online.
Dude.
Our In-N-Outs are about to open, by the way, tomorrow.
Gross.
I know I'm a Whataburger person, but In-N-Out's still pretty good.
Anyways, so...
All right, keep going. Sorry.
Second book was The Cute Girl Network. It was a graphic novel and just basically about this guy who starts dating this girl, but the girls are trying to convince him... The girls are trying to convince the other girl that he's a jerk, you know, through the network of all the stuff.
All the ladies,
Yeah. And it was pretty fun, pretty cute. Definitely not suitable for middle school, but I'm going to see if one Stratford wants it.
Yeah.
You know.
He just called her Stratford. Laura.
Laura.
She has a name.
At Stratford. See, folks, it's...
Sorry, Laura. I saved you there. Yeah.
World Seasons.
There he is. Just
disease.
Giving...
What's that name again?
DeVolson.
DeVolson. Yeah, that's what it is.
Giving people
I'm
going to
blame
names.
It on DeVolson. And then I read the signs that... Signs of the End of the World, but it was in Spanish...
Okay.
And then I read Ernest Hemingway's From Whom the Bell Tolls.
Oh, did you end up reading it?
Yeah.
Okay.
And yes, I did listen to For Whom the Bell Tolls all the time.
Yeah.
Metallica while I was reading it. And so that was that. And then I read Black Flags, The Rise of ISIS. For a nonfiction
book. Was it really
book,
good?
Yeah.
Okay.
Man.
I've seen it and I never
good
picked it up.
Narrative.
But
great
I've seen it.
Book, great read. And right now I'm reading The Border Trilogy. By Cormac McCarthy.
You totally went off the rails in terms of your
list. Yeah.
Oh, man.
So,
but you've got good stories right there.
There's three books in here.
He's fantastic.
All the Pretty Horses.
Love him.
The Crossing and Cities of the Plain.
You read The Road?
Yes.
Oh. We talked about that.
Yeah, we did. That was one of the few books that I had to chuck because it was just too much. Like I threw my bookmark in there because if you dog ear books, it's an abomination.
No dog ears here.
Yeah, and I tossed it onto the couch, and I had to walk away.
Gotcha.
And it was just messed up. But I tell you what, man, No Country for Old Men was good, too.
Yeah.
Blood Meridian, one of the craziest villains ever that I read.
Gotcha.
The Judge? Jesus Christ, Shelby. If you haven't read that book, you need to read it.
I haven't.
Put it on your list.
All right.
Put it on your list, please, because I want to talk to you about it.
Okay.
Sorry, I'm getting a little hyped
you
up.
You know how I am about having a list like that.
So,
free flowing.
And you're right to a degree because I've gone off the rails with my list. I haven't been following it.
One thing that I noticed with mine is I've picked up books that I like set to the side forever.
Yeah. And now you're starting to pick
them up. And now I'm picking them up just to like get them done.
Yeah.
It's almost like I'm forcing myself to read them. There's four for sure.
Yeah.
No, actually five now that I look at this. There's five for sure that were that.
Yeah.
Now, of all of them I've read, there are two that I really liked. The others were okay.
Yeah. I hate when that happens.
I know.
Though.
Two that I'm in right now are pretty good. I'm trying to see. They're my last two before I start this next one. I'm almost done. Catching the Wind, which is... I don't know. That's all right. And then Chase Darkness with Me, which is like a true crime writer that... Or like he was a journalist. That started investigating stories. Very Michelle McNamara. She was one of his really good friends. And he helped her. Like, I'll Be Gone in the Dark. You guys have heard me, like, rave about that book. I don't know how many times. But
10 now.
We're on episode 10. I've probably talked about it 10 times. But he was one of the people that helped with her when she was doing all this stuff. And then, like, he's looked at some other crimes and tried to solve them. And, yeah. So, it's pretty good. What else have I read so far? Okay. Oh, my gosh. We have to talk about this book.
All right.
And this is one, like, you want me to read that one? I want you to read this one and tell me
what you think. So, we should totally swap for this, then.
We probably should. Ninth House by Leigh Bardugo.
Okay. I think my cousin Vicky was mentioning that one.
Oh, my gosh.
What's it?
Really? I loved it.
Okay.
Loved it. Did your cousin not like it?
No, she recommended it to me. And
okay.
She hasn't read one of the books that I recommended to her, and I actually gave to her.
So let's talk about this book really quick. So I've been kind of
fussy about reading it. All right.
Okay. So Bardugo's very well known in the YA world. Mm-hmm. What is it? Her Geisha series. She's had tons of stuff. Like, kids love her. This would be a... this is definitely an adult title. Okay, definitely adult. There's some rape in there.
Okay.
Language is very...
Yeah, she mentioned that it was just not appropriate.
Yeah, it's definitely an adult title.
For middle school.
But, okay, it has all types of different magic within it. Mm. There's even some, like, Spanish, Latin America mix of... What do they call the ladies that practice magic. I can't...
Brujas.
Yes. There's talks about Brujas. Like, she thinks her grandmother was one. But she mysteriously gets this invite to go to Yale University.
All right.
And we find out that she can see ghosts and interact with them.
Okay.
But while she's at Yale, the ninth house is the house that basically controls... And it's... I don't want to give too much away when I'm talking about this. But the group that she is in is kind of the ones that control all the secret societies, because all the secret societies have their own types of magic.
Right.
And it's their job as this other house, like, to house kind to of...
be dominion over them.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh. It's really good.
All right. I'm going to have to read that after I'm working on my book, though, because I can't let it influence
I know. Me. You can't. No. You can't. You have to wait.
Which, by the way, just throwing it out there, giving myself a plug... I'm almost done with it.
I told you.
And the flow that you helped me out with it, big up to Shelby.
I should have been.
Yeah, because she sat down with me, went over my book with me, went over my outline, and was like, dude, no.
And maybe that's what I'll do with my life. I'll change and become an editor.
Right?
Yo, just now. Yeah, I just decided.
So yeah, I'm almost done. I want to be done by winter break so I could give a copy to people to read it. And this will unfortunately not count towards your 50 book challenge because it's a work in progress. It's a WIP. It's
okay,
a whip.
Okay, all right.
But I'm really excited, and really excited because this will be book number two that I finish in 1 year.
Gotcha.
And so I'm really excited for you guys to read it, but yeah, I'm going to have to read Ninth House afterwards.
I gotcha. It was, but yes, I see what you mean there. Okay, yeah. So these are my two books that I put on the back. Well, one of them I put on the back burner for a long time. Stephanie Garber, who came up with Caraval.
Really quick, how long did you put it on the back burner? When did you buy this book?
Well, I got the ARC. And I let some kids borrow the ARC.
When did you buy it?
TLA 2018.
Okay, because I was going to say, if it was 2017 or before, it's long
time.
No.
TLA 2018.
Okay.
So not too long ago. But that's when I got the ARC.
But and it's
then
time to
the
read it.
Final of it, which is called Finale, came out. Okay, so I finally picked it back up because I read first 25, 30 pages. Just couldn't.
Dude, books are like that sometimes, man.
And it's very YA, girly. Mm-hmm. I mean, Caraval was good. It was good. And these were both entertaining, and I know how my kids are going to love them because of, you know, the imagery she uses and all those different things and the way it all comes together and, you know, the romance and all that stuff. So they're going to love them. They love Caraval. They like the second one that, you know. But again, it was just like... had to do it.
Yeah.
You know, it's those YAs you got to go through.
I mean, the thing about YAs, I love YAs just as much as anybody, but you got to be in the right kind of mindset.
Yeah, and I think that's why I put him down. And I told you this, that a lot of my YAs I listen to on audiobooks.
Right.
To get, you know, to quickly get through them, because I can tell, and I use our Sora and Libby and all the stuff from...
And the HPL.
The HPL in Harris County. I use theirs a lot to listen to them because I move it at that fast speed. And I know pretty soon on in those books which ones are going to be hits for me and which ones aren't with my kids. And yes, I do believe, and I'll tell this to you and everyone all the time, I do think a narrator can make and they can break a book.
Yes. Oh my God. It's the same thing with like YouTube videos.
Yeah. So sometimes I'm a little off because sometimes it's just the narrator influencing me and maybe it's not going to be as big of a book, but then I know to tell them, yes, listen to this or don't.
Yeah.
So that kind of helps too.
What gets me about that, and you're right about the narrator.
Like if it's a bad one, I might go and pick the book up and read it.
Just to read it.
Just to know.
What I get annoyed with, and I get, this is not annoyed with, this is just a pet peeve of mine, is when someone's like, you got to listen to this book because so-and-so narrates it. I'm like, dude, that book might be garbage.
Yeah, I gotcha.
And just because Morgan Freeman's reading it doesn't mean it's good.
Well, like Jim Dale is one of my favorites. Mm-hmm. He does the Harry Potters, and he did Morgenstein's The Night Circus. Mm-hmm. Like, that's it.
Yeah.
And but like Night Circus is a fantastic book. I've read it first and, that's the thing. Then listen.
If it's a fantastic book, awesome. But my gripe with that is just like, is the book really good?
Yeah. No, I gotcha. Because there are books I know the narrator made the book for me.
Right. It's
I
like
know.
With actors. You put Al Pacino in any bad movie and it becomes mediocre. Become I saw better, that on the internet, by the way. That's not my original idea.
There you go. All right. What else did I read? Okay. So these were two others that I kind of put on the back burner. But so many people have talked about him.
Which ones?
Rachel Hollis, The Girl Wash Your Face and Girl Stop Apologizing. They've been around for a while now. Everyone talks about them. They reference stuff in there. Not necessarily men-wise, but like, you know.
Yeah, totally.
All of our different groups that we all talk about, blah, blah, blah. So I finally read those. They were okay.
Yeah.
Yeah,
they're all right.
They're all right.
Read those titles to me again.
Girl Wash Your Face. And then the other is Girl Stop Apologizing. So you can tell already what we're talking about here. And she's good. Don't get me wrong. She's basically just telling people what you really already know.
It just, girl wash your face, girl stop apologizing. Yeah. That sounds like a conversation that I had with Lauren Gitto the other day. Because like me and her are so wrong with each other.
There you go.
And I started laughing because she calls me girl sometimes. Well, not sometimes. Like, girl. All the times. Yeah.
Like, go wash your face.
With a U.
Girl.
Girl. Yeah.
Yeah.
And, I accept it.
Yeah. So what else did I read? Tales from the Gas Station. This is like this little gas station that's open 24 hours.
Mm-hmm.
And weird part of the world and random things happen in there.
See, I've always wanted to work at a gas station just because of the weird stuff you
like,
have to
well,
see.
Well, and that's it. It's like the main story is this guy that he's like the main person there. There's other people that come, but he's the one that's always there. Like there's this weird cowboy ghost that like lives in their bathroom area.
That's amazing.
Like it's just funny weird That's things awesome. That have happened to this guy, you know, like creepy things.
Right.
I don't know how I got into that little kick of ghosts and all, but I did. And then The Toll by Schusterman. Oh my gosh, if you haven't read the Scythe series, do yourself a favor today. Yes, it's YA, but Schusterman is a genius. Do yourself
Scythe
a favor
a great book,
today. Scythe was amazing. Yeah. Thunderhead was even Thunderhead was awesome, but nothing.
I haven't read that one yet.
Oh, it's so good. Yeah. And then The Toll is the third one, the final one. Oh my gosh.
Okay.
Yeah, he's tired. Yeah. So good. And my next one is The War Outside. Once I finish those other two, I'm almost done with them.
The War Outside. Let me see that.
Okay, there you go.
Let's see what we got here. I'm going to read the back to y'all.
That's another arc that I just
haven't read yet. It's 1944, and World War II is raging across Europe and the Pacific. The war seemed far away from Margot in Iowa and Haruko in Colorado until they were uprooted to Dusty Texas. Okay,
first Dusty off, Texas.
Whatever. All because
but
of
remember,
the
But remember, we're ends of Dust Bowl and all that stuff going on, so it
it was a little bit dusty.
Yeah, it was after all that, and things are different, and, you know, we're just now getting out of the, what's it called?
Recession?
Yes, thank you.
Depression.
Depression.
Yeah. See, all because of the places their parents once called home. I got a disease or disorder. What's that thing called?
Devolson,
yeah. Once called home, Germany and Japan. Haruko and Margo meet at a high school in Crystal City, a family internment camp for those accused of colluding with the enemy. The teens discover that they are polar opposites in so many ways, except for one that seems to override all others. The camp is changing them, day by day and piece by piece. Haruko finds herself consumed by fear for her soldier brother and distrust of her father, who she knows is keeping something from her. And Margo is doing everything she can to keep her family whole as her mother's health deteriorates. And her national patriotic father becomes a man who distrusts America and fraternizes with Nazis.
Man, that's really kicking it in yeah. today.
With everything around them falling apart, Margo and Haruko find solace in their growing secret friendship. But in a prison the government has deemed full of spies, can they trust anyone? Dash. Even each other.
Ooh.
Actually good. Sounds pretty cool, though. Yeah.
You know, and there's a
Japanese
like
girl and a good German girl on the cover, yeah.
She's not German. She's American.
Well, she's German, like.
But, yeah, I know.
You know, she's part of the Reich.
From Colorado. Have you watched The Man in the High Castle yet?
No, I haven't. And the reason I want to watch is because I want to read the book.
Okay, the book's and like, let's be completely, the book's so fast.
Yeah, let's be completely honest. You know dang well I don't watch TV.
You're never going to read the book.
Okay, first off.
I won't read this book, but you're never going to pick it up.
I'm never going to read it.
It's never going to get picked up. That's like the fastest read.
Shelby knows me, ladies and gentlemen. And she knows I'm not going to watch the show.
No, you're not. I know already.
Yeah, I'm not going to watch the show either.
No, because what's that weird show you're watching on Netflix that you talked about the other day? Right, with like the little horse guy or something.
BoJack Horseman.
Yes.
Oh, that's even the first half of the last season has come out. I haven't even watched it yet, but I've been into Brooklyn Nine-Nine lately.
Okay.
And
okay.
I gotta love my boy Jake Peralta. He's the man. And yeah, Terry Crews is in it, and he's awesome. Don't laugh at me. I get emotionally attached to these characters. Oh, I miss Ron Swanson.
Yeah.
I feel like the dude, me and him would have worked well together and not spoken.
Don't you work with Ron at school? Isn't that what they call your tech guy?
Oh, no, they don't. Do they call
I thought they called him Ron. I thought you said they called him Ron.
They don't call him Ron, but he's like Ron Swanson.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so,
I thought they
I love my tech guy. He's awesome. But it's just we rarely talk to each other unless it's about work. Okay, we say good morning. We talk
totally,
about work.
Yeah.
We'll get the work stuff done. And then we'll go.
See ya.
Yeah, that's it. Like, good morning. See ya.
Have a good day.
Yep. Yeah. And those are lengthy conversations that just are going to go down.
Wait till those Chromebooks come out. Then you're going to have lots of discussions. Actually, wait till new teacher laptops come out, too.
Oh, man, we have been pushed to the back of that list. I don't know
you're
why.
You're okay. You're all right. Don't worry. We got them last week.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
The teacher's loving it? All kinds of tech
tickets.
Okay,
so different things. Different things. I mean, you've seen mine.
We have the
same one. I haven't had a single problem with it. But we've had some interesting things happen.
My touchscreen hasn't been working for like a week. I barely fixed it today.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah, driver needed to be
updated. I got the blue screen of death one day.
Oh, okay.
After plugging into an active board. Nice. We'll just leave it at that.
Yeah, all right.
One of the old active boards.
That's what the problem is right there. You're using old stuff.
Well, then that's what's available.
Yeah.
You know, hey. Because we don't have our...
Well, I was
going to
say something really messed up right now.
I saw that you guys broke ground on your new campus.
We did break ground, and we're really excited about it. 2021, hopefully it'll be open. Yeah. It's scheduled, quote-unquote, to be opened up, but we all know what happens.
I know.
It's not going to open until 2027. No, I'm just playing.
No, it'll be sooner than that. They won't let it go that far.
No, it won't.
It's like, you know, when they started building 290 out. For those of you that don't live in Houston... When they start working on our roads, it's...
Forever.
Oh, my God.
Just consider it closed.
Like,
don't even go down that way.
For 25 years.
Yeah.
Actually, I think they started working on 290 when I was in high school. And I graduated in 2002.
I graduated in 2003. And it was
they're just now starting to finish some of the sections.
Kind of.
Yeah.
They're sections.
It's almost... Sections. We're almost in 2020, by the way. 2020.
I remember being in college.
And I graduated in 2002, and I think they started working on it. Maybe not, but
Jesus
it feels like it.
Jesus Christ, dude. What a shame. That's a sham. Blatant disregard for schedules and just probably misappropriation of funds all over the place.
Who knows, but you know? Yeah.
That's why you got to vote, people. City council's important.
The comptroller, right? Isn't that the comptroller?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Jackwagon. I wanted to say another word.
But you didn't.
But I didn't.
You held it in.
I'm doing better.
Good job.
At that.
Good job.
Not quite cursing like a sailor, but maybe cursing like someone in the Coast Guard.
Yeah.
So, which is a lot, but not in front of people anymore.
You know what I saw today, and it made me laugh? Hmm. We'll end on this note, because I'll just keep talking about randomness otherwise. I saw a Twitter post today, a tweet, where they took the word gingerbread and worked it all the way down to read.
Nice.
It was great.
But if you reverse that, you get ginger.
That's true, yeah. I don't know why. I'm just like, oh, that's really neat.
That is neat.
Yeah.
Oh,
the random,
God.
You know, thoughts in my brain.
So we're going to be back hopefully in a couple of weeks.
Going to Guadalajara.
Going to Guadalajara.
We didn't talk about that.
International Book Fair.
That's right.
Which is cool because what I'm going to try to do,
tweet while you're there with me?
I'm going to live tweet.
You're going to live tweet. We're going to have to come up with a hashtag.
Yeah, we are.
Maybe we can follow the hashtag.
Hashtag have fun at work. But yeah. No, we need to figure out a hashtag, but we also need to try
Jill
to...
Jill be Slay.
Sly.
Oh, it is Sly, not yep. Slay. Jill be Sly. That's right, I forgot. We changed it to Sly.
We did.
Jill be Sly. You're going to have to come up with something I know to follow it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely. And we're going to try to podcast while I'm there.
Yeah.
Over the phone or something like that.
We'll do a podcast that week after you get back to school. And then, you won't be here for the meeting.
No, I won't be here.
I was going to say we could podcast at the meeting, but you won't be here. You're in Guadalajara that week.
Yep.
Okay. Maybe at the meeting. Well, we can't FaceTime, but we could...
Skype?
No. That other one works better.
I don't know the other one.
No, don't worry about it. We'll figure it out.
We'll figure it out, but we're going to do it, and we want a podcast for you guys so you can get kind of like, a feel for what I'm going out there. Dude, they have a graphic.
Maybe you could just do little short videos, and we could tweet them on the thing.
Maybe. Yeah. Hopefully. We'll see. I don't know, but I'm really excited.
Don't worry. I'll let Jimmy figure it out because I'm not going, so he gets to figure this out.
Yeah, I get to figure out all the tech stuff while in Mexico.
I'll be here doing. Oh, DeVolson's over at that time.
So you can't really use it.
Oh, no. I'll be doing EOCs. EOC makeup.
Gross.
So, yeah.
That's
gross. You have fun down there.
Yeah, I will. Thank you. All right. Well, I'm Jimmy Mai.
I'm Shelby Slay.
And this is Behind the Circulation Desk.
Have a good one. Happy Thanksgiving.